pleased to welcome back to the program the consummate entertainer. We're so proud to call him a New Englander. Well, he grew up here. He's back, and we're so excited about it. John Davidson returning with us this afternoon. John, good afternoon.
Hi, Rich. Thanks. I consummate entertainer. Woo!
I just call it like I see it, sir. You have had you've had an interesting summer. Can you want to talk about what happened to you?
Oh, well, I sure have. I've been doing shows now all over New England. I'm going to Texas this summer, and I'm playing Birdland in. Remember the old Birdland Club in New York City?
Well, yeah, you sold it out a couple of months ago, and you're going back, right?
Yeah, they invited me back. I'm a little scared because I sold it out because I called all my friends who were in Broadway shows with me. You know, I played The Wizard in Wicked, and then I played Captain Hook in Finding Neverland, and I made all these friends, and I saved their emails and their phone numbers, so I called them and says, please support me. So the place was sold. It was more than sold out. It was a waiting list, and they said, well, gee, we've got to have you back. I don't think they realized that I just had all my friends. Crazy. But anyway, so I've been doing these shows mostly in New England, but then sometimes I go out of state to do, out of New England to do other shows. But about 6 weeks ago, 5 or 6 weeks, I developed a pain for the second time in about a month and a half, right below my sternum, you know, that bone that hangs down, that's right in the center, right above your stomach, right between your ribs. A very sharp pain. And my wife said, well, is it bad? I said, yeah, it's really terrible. And this is the second time it's happened, so I couldn't get my breath, and we called 911, took me to the hospital here in the Lakes region of New Hampshire, and they said your pancreas is inflamed, and they took a picture, I did a CAT scan, and thought that I had a gallstone from my gallbladder that went, it got blocked in my pancreas, and they said, and your gallbladder looks terrible, and so they went in, and the stone had gone away. I don't know whether it passed or what happened to it, but so I had to have my gallbladder removed, and you know, I'm in my 70s now, and so I'm to the point where they start taking parts out. You know?
Well, yeah. What's the warranty on a gallbladder? Those things, they don't make it 100,000 miles.
Right, right. So I feel a little lighter, and then. Oh, then after they sent me home, after about a day, I was gasping for breath about 8 or 9 hours. I went to bed, and in the middle of the night, I couldn't get air and realized that I was kind of wheezing. And again, I called 911 again, and it came back. The ambulance people knew me well. And, oh, John, yeah, Hollywood Squares. And, yeah, because the first time they picked me up in the ambulance, this lady looked at me sideways, and she said, do I know you? And I said, well, you might. I was on television some. And she said, you're John Davidson. I said, well, yes, it says right there on the sheet. You can say, oh, I didn't know you were that John Davidson. She was so cute. And she said, I grew up with you. And I said, well, maybe we could talk about this later. I've got this pain in my stomach, you know. And so we got into the ambulance, and all the way in the way to the hospital, she's putting an IV in my arm. She said, man, you look good for your age. I said, thanks. I don't feel so good right about now, and I don't really feel like talking. She said, oh, that's okay. That's okay. So she was very nice. She mentioned That's Incredible and Hollywood Squares, and that I sat in for Carson a lot, and it was very flattering, but I was just, you know, trying to get to the hospital.
Right. Not the time for that conversation.
Yeah. So this was, and she was the second time the ambulance picked me up. It was the same lady, and so she said, "I know, you don't feel like talking." So anyway, then I got pneumonia. I couldn't get my breath, and I got pneumonia. That was another week. So I had to cancel like 2 or 3 shows, and I felt really bad about that. That was in June, and early July. So now I'm getting ready. This Saturday, I play a place in Massachusetts. This will be my first show back. I'm trying to think if I'm coming to the Maine area in August. I I don't have my schedule in front of me. My schedule is on johndavidson.com.
I didn't see anything up here in August, although we are working behind the scenes to make something happen a little later in the fall. But yeah, you're at Oak Point in Middleboro, Mass. This weekend.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, good. Thank you for reminding me. How do you know my schedule better than I do, Rich? Anyway, I'm playing Gardner, Maine, in the spring, I guess.
Right, back at Johnson Hall again.
Yeah, Johnson Hall. I think you came to see me there, didn't you?
I sure did. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a small crowd, and I think they didn't realize that they had to promote it by showing pictures of me when I was on television. It's a we can talk about that, but yeah, they invited me back because they love the show, and so now I'm playing that again in the spring. That's kind of the weird thing about my career, Rich. I think you and I talked about this, that even though I was on television so much in the 70s and 80s and 90s, I never had a hit record. And so I played Las Vegas a lot as a singing entertainer. I do a very entertaining, high-energy show, and I still sing well, I think. And I'm really proud of my show. But you have to remind people of, oh, you mean that John Davidson from TV? And sometimes people assume that just because they know of you so well that they and these promoters don't remind people of who I am. So it doesn't always I don't always have a full house, and it's very interesting. But I love doing my show. I just created a show that I did a pilot for a weekly show called What's Next.
Yes, and I saw that that has been picked up, and that's very exciting news.
Well, it's only on public access television here in the Lakes region in New Hampshire. I hope it will go to other stations, but it's all about what we do with our lives as we approach 60. I mean, Hollywood Squares is off the air, and That's Incredible is gone, and my agent doesn't call as much about doing, you know, whatever. So I've got to think about it's kind of universal. Think of all the people you know who are turning 60, and all the people who we know from television. What do you do when you're not as hot as you were? You know, let's be honest about it. I used to be on television 2 and 3 times a week, and then at night hosting at my talk show and everything. But now, even though I still love what I do, I've got to figure out how to. So I'm doing it in a different way. I go out and do these shows with my guitar, and I just love it. And it often goes very well, but I'm dealing with that. So yeah, this a new show is called What's Next, and I'm really did the show to answer a lot of questions for myself. So I hope I can be an inspiration to others.
I think you will be, and also you're doing a really cool thing, and a lot of folks are. We were looking the other day on the Cameo website. There are about 2,000 people out there. Can you talk about what you're doing with Cameo?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me to talk about that. There is a thing called Cameo, and I don't know how you go to Cameo. I guess you dial into Cameo on the Internet, right?
Yes.
Go to Cameo. And there's a lot of celebrities who are doing this, and I was turned on to this by a friend of mine, Gilbert Gottfried. You know Gilbert Gottfried who talks like this? Gilbert Gottfried, you know.
And by the way, your appearance on his podcast was fantastic.
Yeah, his podcast was fantastic. Yeah, so I was a guest on his podcast, and he said you would love Cameo. And so what it is that people leave me messages for me to do a selfie, to do about a minute long video, sometimes longer, but where I either sing a song on my guitar or I say happy birthday to somebody, happy anniversary, get well quick. I send messages, and with their name, they'll say to me, you know, my friend Victoria is going through this or that. And so I say, Victoria, I'm John Davidson from television. Remember me? And I just want to say that your friend Sally wants you to get well quick or to have to have a wonderful divorce or whatever you're going through. And so I love doing this. I've done, something less than 10. I've only been doing it for a couple of weeks. But if anybody wants me to leave a message for their grandma or anybody who would remember my career from television, Broadway, and film, that's what I do. And it costs something. I guess the fee is $50 or something like that. But it's something that I love to do. I do the selfie myself, and all they have to do is to find out how to get to Cameo. I guess you were on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Cameo. Cameo.com is the website, and then you just search for John Davidson, and all the info comes right up.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe somebody will ask me to do a cameo that lives in Charleston, Maine. I used to go up to Charleston, just below Bangor. When I was a kid, I went up to visit my aunt.
Flossie. Flossie, right?
Oh, how do you know that? Did I tell you that last time?
I do my research.
Yeah, I had a crazy aunt. They said it was something about when she was born, she didn't get enough oxygen or something. So, and she's gone now, so I can talk about her. But I even took my horse up there for the summer, and several summers. And, Charleston is beautiful country up there. But, yeah, I love Maine. I especially love Five Islands near Georgetown.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a place called Gray Havens Inn that we love to go to. It's a bed and breakfast right on the ocean. I don't get any money for promoting it at all, but my family, my wife and I and our kids have gone there for years, and we love going up to Maine.
John, I was thinking, John Davidson's with us here on Downtown. We were telling the story about the medical people asking you, are you that John Davidson? Now, I don't have anything near that level of celebrity around here, but I do teach school, and years ago, I was in the OR, and they were doing a colonoscopy. And just as they'd given me the little drug they give you, and just as I'm beginning to zone out and stop being coherent, this young woman, one of the nurses, leaned over and looked at me and said, "Oh, Mr. Kimball, I never thought I'd have you in this position," and it was one of my former students.
That's pretty much the bottom line.
John, you've done so much in your career, stage and at Broadway, films, talk shows, game shows, a sitcom. You've done everything. Of all the things you've done, which is the one where you really, from your perspective, get to show off your skill set and all the many talents that you have?
Oh, you're so nice, Rich. Thank you. I think in each media, you can show off something different. I made two musicals for Walt Disney, two musical films that were right after Mary Poppins. I was the romantic lead in The Happiest Millionaire, and then the romantic lead in The One and Only Genuine Original Family Band, and both of them were opposite Leslie Ann Warren. And it was great making beautiful pictures and singing the musical numbers. The score was by the Sherman Brothers, who wrote Mary Poppins. And it was great working on the Disney lot. But film is, unless you're the director, or unless you have a really phenomenal, I think even if I had a really, no, I had big parts in these films, but still, you can't get anything going. The director yells, "Cut, that's it," and then they go and shoot it from another angle. I still love live theater because in theater, once the director sets everything and once you get the job, each night, trouble is you got to do it 8 shows a week, but theater, I just played The Wizard and Wicked, and my favorite role was playing Don Quixote in Man of La Mancha, where you can sing Impossible Dream, Man of La Mancha is just such an incredible role of Don Quixote. That in those things, nobody stops you. No one yells cut. And you get to play and really lose yourself in the role. I've done a lot of television acting as well, and rarely was I able to really lose myself in the 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes that a scene takes to shoot it from that one angle. So I like live theater. I've done some recording. I've never had a hit record, but I've made 12 albums, done a lot of recording. And in all honesty, I've never felt as comfortable in a recording studio as I do live. I think the art form of being a singing entertainer, singer, songwriter, storyteller, person, it's all about someone receiving what you do. It's an art form that must be received. And I think there are three steps to creating art: the creation, the performance, and then the reception. Someone has to receive it. And so when you're making film or television, you don't feel the reception as much. But when you're performing live, you do feel that. And if some of your listeners, maybe they've made speeches to the Rotary Club, or maybe they've made speeches to their class or to their clubs, or have to get up in front of people and make a speech. The thrill is the reception of it, how it's received, and so I love that feedback as well as making the art. So I like anything that's live. That was a long answer to your question.
Well, no, because it's great. And I, having seen your live show down at Johnson Hall back in the spring, it was great. I mean, your voice is in tremendous shape. The stories are wonderful. But most of all, it's your connection with the audience that makes it such a magical night. And I can't wait to see you again this weekend, August 10th, an evening with John Davidson at Oak Point, Middleborough, Massachusetts. Ahead on the calendar, September 7th at the Chelmsford Center for the Arts in Mass, Birdland in New York City, September 9th, Bennington, Vermont at the Old Castle Theater in September, and Meredith, New Hampshire as well on September 21st. John, glad to hear you're feeling well. Always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Rich. Say hi to everybody in Maine. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks a lot, John. It's John Davidson with us on Downtown.